So at its heart, what we're really trying to do here is build a map. It's a map for those who aren't with us yet, whether they're Christian or non-Christian, so they might know how and whether to join us. But it's also a map for those who are already with us, so they know what it's going to look like to move forward from where we are to the biblical vision that we have identified.
Well, it's been a while.
It has been quite a while.
Since we've sat here and done this, we did 10 episodes previously of the Planning Australia podcast, which you can find at genevicbush.com/Planning Australia. But over the next few months, we are going to be regularly releasing episodes on this. So you can go and you can see the podcasts and the videos and the ebooks there to keep thinking about how it is we reach Australia, particularly as we think about what it looks like to plant healthy, evangelistic, multiplying churches that reach the lost.
Hi, my name is Madeline Galea and this is Derek Hanna. He's the Director of Church Planting here at Reach Australia, or as you might know as Geneva Push.
And this is Madeline Galea. She is the Recruit and Assess Manager for Reach Australia for the Plant section, which again, you might know as Geneva Push.
Yeah, and today's episode is Building the Plumbing for Church Plants. So one of the helpful images that's become popular over the last few years in church life is poetry and plumbing. The poetry is the biblical vision casting, the stories that inspire the imagination and really draw people in. The plumbing is the mechanics. It's the structures and the processes that help people partner in what the church is going to do to achieve that vision. So having worked on the poetry, your vision and values in previous episodes, we're now going to turn to the plumbing to help this church plant get off the ground, reach those that you're hoping to reach. Structures aren't separate to your vision and values, but structures should actualize your vision and values.
That's right. So as we work through this section, we're going to be laying out a framework, and particularly as we think about church planting, how you do this from the ground up. Alongside this, you want to be thinking about how you walk your launch team through this process as well. So you're going to need to be often one step ahead, but you don't want to be so far ahead that people have no say or no shape in what it is. And so that's what we're going to be doing, building a framework for how we build this plumbing to have shared agreement, shared values, shared input, shared ownership across your church plant.
Yep. Now we've got a course that sits alongside this called Mobilizing for Mission, and it would be worth spending some time working through that course. And there's a little bit of overlap, but here you're going to be focusing on, well, what's really needed if you're building the plumbing from the ground up in a church plant context.
Yep. So we're going to give three principles that we're going to work on and expand in. They really filter out through the whole course we're doing here, this section of it. Here's the first one. First, don't do things in isolation. You don't have to create a new structure or program for every single outcome that you have. Every single outcome you might have identified or you want to achieve, you don't have to have a separate structure for it. That's not how our lives operate. It's not how our communities operate at all. If we're clear about the outcomes that we want to drive towards in the end, where we're going, that then helps us shape and think about what structures can we create? How do we think about this from a fresh perspective in order to get to those outcomes while creating the minimum viable dose of the plumbing part of the structures part? You don't need to create an individual structure for each outcome. In a church plan or any church for that matter at all, you rarely have the resource to do that anyway. You just can't do it. And even if you could, you wouldn't do it, because you don't want things living in silos. Mm. So as we consider the plumbing, we're looking to identify and create minimal structures that nurture and facilitate multiple outcomes while you are continually assessing as you go on, as your church gets bigger, as people join you, as barriers are broken, while assessing whether they still are the most effective way to do things. That point will become more apparent as we move forward. We'll tease that out.
The second principle is that you have limited resources. So this is a given in a church plant, fewer people, fewer finances, often a rented facility. There might be restrictions and more requirements. It just puts, you need more effort to make changes. often set up every single week and pack up, all of which means you're really going to need to be quite shrewd about what kinds of plumbing you create in your church. And so what we're trying to do in this process as we build towards launch and post-launch is identify what are the most effective things that we can do and then do them as well as we can. And often the hardest decisions in this area won't be what are we going to do, but it's what will we not do.
Yeah. Absolutely. Here's a third one. Where possible, build what can be kept and improved upon. Build what can be kept and improved upon. Look, inevitably there are decisions you make early on, even pre-launch and then just post-launch in your church plan that you are going to have to undo later on. Inevitably, that's just what happens. You make decisions to get traction when you launch, to reach people when you launch, that you are going to need to undo when you hit a particular growth barrier. But as you build your plumbing, the encouragement is to think about how you can build certain things so you build upon them later, so you're not reinventing the wheel at each stage. And that helps build confidence in what you do, the structures you have. It helps build institutional knowledge. When you improve things over time, people are confident that things work. Every time you create something from scratch, there is a question mark in people's mind. Will this work? Will this get traction? How will it work before they become used to it? And so ultimately that can slow momentum. Now, sometimes you do need to build things from scratch at different stages, but where possible, think about how you can build something that you can keep building on over time. I'll come back to that in a later video.
So at its heart, what we're really trying to do here is build a map. It's a map for those who aren't with us yet, whether they're Christian or non-Christian. So they might know how and whether to join us. But it's also a map for those who are already with us. So they know what it's going to look like to move forward from where we are to the biblical vision that we have identified.
Exciting
energy.
Yeah.
Okay.